City Hall has updated its outdoor events policy, which should help community groups better understand the booking and approval process for activities held on public green spaces and municipal outdoor venues. City Council approved the current outdoor events policy in 2019, but city administration thought it was important to review and update the policy regularly to ensure the existing practices aligned with the policy's intent, a council report explained. With events and programs returning after the COVID-19 pandemic, the Parks and Recreation Department conducted a policy review and recommended amendments to align the document with current uses and trends. It also developed an outdoor events planning guide to help groups understand the requirements when hosting events at public locations. The department completed the initial review and then provided the recommendations to the Parks, Recreation and Facilities Advisory Committee so it could suggest changes. After making suggestions, the advisory committee submitted its report to council, which approved the changes during its January 23 regular meeting. The review of the outdoor events policy likely occurred because council turned down a request from the Roots School last July to use the washrooms at Happy Valley Park for free for its summer camps. Instead, council authorized administration to prepare a report on possibly adding a washroom facility policy or rental fee schedule for city parks. The motion's intent was for the Parks and Rec Department to explore options for renting washrooms at parks and open spaces without having to charge the full rental fee associated with groups wanting exclusive access to a space or venue, the report said. These changes will cover future requests similar to Roots application last summer, city administration told council during the meeting. The department created and implemented a new rate into its 2023 rates and fees schedule, which council adopted in mid-October. There has also been an increase in booking requests for car shows and concerts at outdoor public spaces, therefore, a review in how these events are handled is needed to ensure consistency amongst all spaces, the report added. Some changes to the outdoor events policy include adding extra definitions to clarify bookable spaces, exclusive use and shared use of outdoor space rentals, updating the types of events that require a permit within bookable outdoor spaces and event restrictions, updating insurance requirements and coverages needed for alcohol, food or additional amenities such as inflatables, changing the process for exclusive use booking and non-exclusive shack, washroom access bookings to support the department's rates and fees, updating event site meetings to help in planning and protecting underground infrastructure and language around damages and cancellations, adding listings of municipal bylaws, policies and easements that may affect the event planning or have implications for organizers, clarifying the services that the city provides and the expenses that organizers must cover, updating cancellation and refund policies for the organizer or city, adding language to address damage to property or equipment and related financial responsibilities of organizers, updating application forms and using them as a planning document for requests. The next regular council meeting is Monday, February 13.